Welcome back to Awakened Exchanges. I'm your host, Jay Rich, and you're listening to another new episode here in early 2021. Things had been starting off fairly well for me here, but this week certainly took a turn. I've been caught a bit by surprise in my personal world, but I'm doing my best to keep up the energy and keep the show on the air. I appreciate you bearing with me while I sort out my own thoughts during these next couple of weeks. I did want to start this week's episode with a little corrections corner of my own as well. With the new clarification on the farm bill, it means that I won't be getting involved with the Delta 8 cartridges at this point. The DEA is claiming that all commercially available Delta 8 is produced by synthesizing CBD, and since all synthetically produced cannabinoids fall under DEA jurisdiction, then all Delta 8 processors and sellers are subject to DEA enforcement. Not to worry, though. Our CBD-only line at Awaken Vapes is still going strong, and we're taking orders online as we speak. This is going to be a different kind of episode this week, but I'm very grateful to be here speaking with you today as we start to take a deep dive on something a little strange. I know that this is going to be a multi-part episode, but they may not all be back-to-back, as I do have a couple of other regular episodes and guests on the way. I don't like to postpone the exchanges for long, so I guess we're going to play this a little bit by ear. As I was saying earlier, there has been a bit of a shakeup in my life personally, and another coming at the end of this month. But I am still hoping to be here with you each week, and of course, I am always on the lookout for other interesting topics or guests. So please feel free to email me from our website or contact me on Twitter at Awaken Exchanges. I'll keep bringing you a full, diverse, and interesting schedule for all of 2021, so I hope you keep joining us here. And speaking of, just a quick little shout out to Cassie and Corvallis. Thank you for your kind words, and I hope you're still enjoying the show. This episode is going to be a little different, as I said. It's just going to be me as I walk through and deconstruct the Great Awakening map, which has also become known as the Q map online, especially as revisions came out from the ever more diehard creator known as 5D Consciousness on many platforms. His website, that had free high-res downloads of the map, has been taken down, at least as I was writing this, but you can find a copy here in our show notes and on my website at www.awakenedexchanges.com. If you go search the online archives, you'll find a number of images out there. The map was revised and updated a number of times since it was first released a couple of years ago. But like I said, if you go to my website, you can look at the one that I'm referencing to as I uploaded the most recent high-res version. No matter which version you're talking about, I don't believe that the map was intentionally created to promote hatred or misinformation, but it was certainly used to spread both of those things here as well as abroad. As the inauguration has passed, and the last of the Trust the Plan people have begun to realize that there was no QAnon plan, you've seen a lot of people get quiet or even get deplatformed. Personally, I don't think that anyone should be deplatformed, but I don't know what the process should be when no one seems to take the fact check seriously when they're done, no matter what platform they're on. I like conspiracy theories, but I don't think most of them hold much water. That said, I believe that people should be able to at least do cursory research on their own, and that we are all responsible for not carelessly spreading false information. The creator of the map, 5D, has said in interviews that his intention was to help people, and I'm paraphrasing here, to research down the path that led him to his current state of enlightenment. I think that it's time we take a look at this Great Awakening map and do a deep dive into the world of conspiracy theory, so we can differentiate conspiracy reality from conspiracy theory and just plain creative fiction. And before we get into the deep dive, I just want to point out that even Alex Jones has denounced QAnon at this point. None of their so-called predictions have ever come true, and no proof of their conspiracy theories have ever been produced. Our look into this map might help shed a little information onto why that might be. That's enough of my ranting to start the show this week, but I want to mention that my Twitter account and my current pinned thread are going to be getting changed as this is released. I really think that you should check out the Taurus Field thread, but you're going to have to search for it among my other posts for now. I think the visuals for the Great Awakening map will be useful if you want to check them out. I'll be scanning pieces of the map as well, including pictures and pieces of the research that I found on my journey through it. Before we get into the conspiracies, here's a brief rundown of our sponsors, and as always, I want to thank all of you personally for your support. Just listening and sharing this podcast with your friends gives me a reason to keep providing the best content that I can. If you have the means and would like to contribute personally, please take a look at our Patreon page, where you will get access to exclusive content and deals. There are already bonus videos available, and more are on the way. As for our other sponsors, Awaken Vapes was the first of the Awaken brands and has been helping you modulate your high with CBD-only, high-terpene vape products since 2019. Genesis Farms has been making the highest quality medicinal RSO, among many other fantastic products, starting with the medical community back before 2010. And last but not least, the Caramel Corn Company, bringing you caramel corn the way it was meant to be. And remember, if you enjoy this podcast, please follow us on Spotify, subscribe to us on YouTube, or follow us wherever else you're listening. And if you can, leave a comment or 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really does help spread the word. You can also support us on Patreon or connect with us on the social media of your choice. We are at Awakened Exchanges on Facebook and Instagram, and at Awaken Exchanges on Twitter. All right, now, stay tuned, and thank you for listening to Awakened Exchanges. Genesis Farms was founded on the belief in cannabis's ability to heal. Genesis Farms is more than a brand. They're a compassionate community of like-minded folks that generate top-quality cannabis products, made with love and care. Community outreach is always on their mind, and their partnerships with Grow for Vets and Parents for Pot was just the beginning of what they hope to accomplish in the coming years. You can find their products on the best dispensary shelves across the state of Oregon. Their RSO is the most consistent quality in the state. Their tinctures are second to none, and their personal massage oil will have you and your partner coming back for more. Find them on Facebook and Instagram, and ask for them in your local dispensary today. Don't forget to listen to Sean's interview right here on Awakened Exchanges. It's episode number 3. The Caramel Corn Company is bringing you caramel corn the way it was meant to be. Made with premium ingredients in small, handcrafted batches, and completely gluten-free. Their flavors include original, roasted cashew, salted almond, mixed nut, spicy sriracha, white morsel macadamia, peanut butter, butterscotch, and my personal favorites, chocolate drizzle and raspberry caramel apple. I can't say enough about how delicious this caramel corn is. It makes a great gift any time of the year. You can find them for sale in Portland area market of choice locations, and hopefully again online soon when they get stocked back up. Please visit www.caramelcorncompany.com for more information today. And remember, buying local supports small businesses and keeps your money building your community. Last but not least, Awaken Vapes has been bringing you some of the highest quality CBD vapes since ringing in the new year of 2019. I became passionate about cannabis after a car wreck left me with major migraines, and no prescribed pills helped alleviate the symptoms. Having only tried cannabis a handful of times in high school and college, it was a doctor's recommendation that led me to give it another try. Only then did I realize that we'd all been at least a little misled about the health benefits of this amazing plant. Despite an unexpected break because of the vape ban, and then a global health crisis with COVID, the business is stronger than ever, and we invite you to check out our updated website today. We are still offering our 3 varieties with new and improved terpene formulations for enhanced flavor to go along with the custom blended effect profiles. Check back at www.awakenedvapes.com for any updates. You can always email us about wholesaling or white labeling opportunities. All right. Thank you again for joining me on this special edition of Awakened Exchanges. Now that you know what we're going to be wading through, let's get into the Great Awakening map itself. First off, if you haven't seen it for yourself, please feel free to view the last high-res version linked in our story notes on the website. Secondly, I'm either going to call it the map or the Great Awakening map or the GAM as I go along. So I guess deal with it. Hopefully you can understand what I'm talking about here. We're talking about the same thing. And speaking of, if you want to follow along with some of the stuff I found along my journey through this map, check out the Instagram or Twitter feeds, and you can see pics and little descriptions of pieces of the podcast as I go along. Our first stop today is the very center of the map, where your attention is drawn to the title, Great Awakening, followed by Everything is an Illusion. Before I get into this any further, I just want to tell you that the conspiracy theory model states that the Great Awakening is actually going to occur because of the Great Solar Flash, and that that will then lead us into the optimal timeline reality. Now, we're going to get into both of those phrases later on, but let's start by taking the words at face value. A Great Awakening could be a very good thing for humanity. In fact, this seems to be fairly consistent with most Eastern religions. I'm thinking in particular of the Hindu and Buddhist belief in Maya, which literally translates to magic or illusion. So, if everything is Maya or illusion, then we could all be trying to wake up to a greater truth, i.e., a great awakening. Personally, I have no qualms with this phrase and think that it can be thought of scientifically in the fact that our eyes are interpreting sense data. It's then feeding that sense data to our brain, producing the illusion of what we each see around us individually. I may be sitting here looking at my Rodecaster Pro mic and podcast setup, but what I see, the color variations, all the little nuances, is because of my perspective, the cones and rods in my eyes, and because I identify that color as red. What I see and what you see, we may be describing things to each other, but you can't actually tell what individuals are seeing. It's very much that Plato's cave analogy that we're all living in. And as this, and a lot of what we get into here may have some spiritual connotations, I just want to be upfront with my personal beliefs real quick. I may not be a big fan of organized religion, but I do believe in personal spirituality. I also believe that we are all part of one universal consciousness of some sort. My Taurus field thread on Twitter touches on this idea a little. That said, I also believe that religions were and have been mostly trying to say the same things, but in a different region of the world, at a different time, and with different social norms. So if you boil them all down to the golden rule that is present in all of them, then we would at least treat everyone else as we wanted to be treated. And I think that that would put an end to a lot of strife in the world. But those are just my opinions. All right, moving on. If you look just above the Great Awakening title, you'll see a message that says, "We are using our collective consciousness to manifest the optimal timeline reality for Earth." Like I mentioned earlier, we're going to get into the optimal timeline reality part of that statement a little later on, as it's kind of a deep dive all in of itself. It was first proposed by sociologist Emil Durkheim and popularized by Carl Jung later on, but this fits into my personal belief of all being connected to that higher realm of consciousness, and it would seem to promote connection, not separation. I'm not going to fully get into the optimal timeline part yet, but optimal does imply multiple, so this also fits in with my personal belief in the multiverse hypothesis. I've studied a fair amount of religion, as well as scientific theory, and my personal belief is that as science is trying to figure out the fundamental workings of the universe, they're finding that things are stranger than they appear because we are living in one of the multiple realities that are overlaid on top of each other, separated by a thin veil of perception. Maybe this would explain some of the Mandela effect, as these realities can at least exist via equations in the mathematical infinite. Maybe they're just separated by a different frequency or vibration. Maybe they're even accessible through meditation or psychedelics, or being used by people when they're trying their remote viewing exercises. From there, you can build your case for a multiverse theory, a holographic universe, or even simulation theory. I believe that they're all theories that are basically trying to describe aspects of that same universal consciousness that we are all sharing our experiences in. So maybe it's some combination of all of the above. There's no way to prove any of it right now, but maybe in the future we'll have a better grasp on the quantum universe. The original Great Awakening map, as you can see a low-res copy shared in my Twitter feed, started at the top left corner and interwove itself around the rest of the map, flitting from conspiracy theory to conspiracy reality to just plain complete fiction. So as you're reading it, there's no easy way to discern almost any information besides a buzzword or a catchphrase here and there. The original map started with Atlantis, which is a very fascinating topic for me, but since we're deconstructing the last available map, I suppose we'll have to get to that a little later on. The last map starts with a message in the top left and goes across the entire page and says, "Increase your service to others and be more loving to yourself and everyone in order to raise your vibrational consciousness level. Forgive yourself and others, thus releasing karma. This will change the vibration of the planet, raise the shared consciousness of humanity, and change humankind one person at a time. Treat your body as a temple and change over to a higher vibrational diet to aid in the process." The end of the quote is listed as Ra. Yes, I said Ra, as in it's being attributed to the Egyptian god via famous channeling sessions some of you may have heard of in the early 80s. Without reading the entire book, I hope to have my facts straight when I say that the author of the book, Don Elkins, interviewed Ra via the channeler Carla L. Rukert. Now, we may get into channeling later on, and the fact is, in most, if not all cases, it seems pretty ridiculous. But for now, I just want to say that maybe it's possible to change the frequencies of our brains and somehow receive different information. Maybe that's partly what psychedelics and or meditation does for us, and if so, maybe we could communicate with other entities somehow extra-dimensionally. Now, that's called total speculation on my part, and I don't have enough info to look into this particular case of channeling yet, so let's just take a look at the message itself. No matter where the message came from, it's a positive message of forgiveness and service to others, not one of spreading fear and hate. So if people could retain the core of that message and apply it in their lives, then maybe they wouldn't get so lost or absorbed in some of the crazier parts to come along and later on in this map. The next part down along the top left brings us to the first instance of what I call map spread or concept spread, and it's the section about ancient artificial intelligence theory. Their theory seems to be that there is an advanced AI consciousness that was once part of the source. Since the source is an idea that I can wrap my head around, at least, especially with my ideas surrounding the Taurus model of the universe and everything being energetically connected into that one field, then we know scientifically, or at least mathematically, that everything that exists in the universe today was once interconnected into a bit of space the size of a pinhead or less. From there, the Big Bang flung apart everything and kicked off the Great Expansion about 13.8 billion years ago. Now, we also know about quantum entanglement, or as Einstein said, spooky action at a distance. So is it so hard to fathom that we are all quantumly entangled with the source at some level? And since all of time exists now, at least mathematically, any AI that might exist at any point in time would technically exist in the now as well. Joe Rogan's own pet hypothesis, first put forth by Marshall McLuhan, is that man is the sex organs for artificial intelligence. We are propelling it into existence, basically wiping ourselves out or making us useless in the meantime, maybe. But now that I've got some of what's actually possible going on through in your brains right now, let's get to some of the crazier allegations in this section. If you start researching the keywords in that initial AI bubble, you're going to soon run across a show called Cosmic Disclosure. It's on Gaia and is hosted by a guy named David Wilcock. For those of you that are unfamiliar with who he is, I don't suggest looking him up on Wikipedia, as some of his more outlandish claims have actually gotten his entry deleted from the popular online encyclopedia. Wilcock's website bio says that he is a professional lecturer, filmmaker, and researcher of ancient civilizations, consciousness science, and new paradigms of matter and energy. He actually first came to my attention in the late 90s when a faction of the ARE, that's Edgar Cayce's Association for Research and Enlightenment, went down a path that suggested Wilcock was the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. While my personal thoughts on the torus field model of the universe does suggest reincarnation as a possibility, I don't believe that someone's complete energy is brought back into another being. I think it's more like someone that is currently on the planet is more in tune with someone's energy that may have lived before. Maybe they're receiving a chunk of those same signals. I don't know how it works. None of us do. I mean, that's part of it, right? But as I think of all energy as essentially one connected and unified field, intricately folded and geometrically entangled with each other, then consciousness might be able to be seen as one set of bunched energy contained within our gray matter, folded up in on itself, all working together for a time to achieve the goals of the body, the mind, and the spirit that it is entangled with. As for Edgar Cayce, I hope that you're familiar with him already, but if not, please research The Sleeping Prophet and find, in my opinion, some of the most fascinating evidence for psychic abilities, reincarnation, and so much more. And because I believe genuine psychic ability, to that degree at least, is very rare, it's hard to swallow when someone claims to have it. While David Wilcock actually doesn't claim to have all of Edgar Cayce's past abilities, it has tainted my opinion of all of his subsequent claims, even ones that have a ring of truth. That ring of truth is what I believe really suckers people in. Once you can buy an aspect of a belief system, it's easier to get pulled deeper and deeper into it, like what QAnon did so well, even to seemingly intelligent and educated individuals. I'm including a link in this week's show notes that will take you to the transcripts for Cosmic Disclosure. For those that want to really see how deep the conspiracy theory goes, I suggest either watching the show or reading through those transcripts. It gets odd. The show started in 2015 and somehow has 17, yes, you heard that right, 17 seasons. I didn't go through much, but the entire first season features Corey Good and lays out piece by piece, building an ever more fantastic tale about his claims. And since he plays such an integral role in this whole thing, what do we really know about Corey Good? Not a damn thing. I can't find a single credible source about what this man did before he became the source for damn near every secret space program conspiracy out there. So, what are we to believe? Some people claim that you can't find any sources on him because the government doesn't want you to believe him, and it's scrubbed him from their records. Maybe it's a bit more likely that this man, who looks like an average Joe, really was just that, an average Joe that had no really close ties to anyone or notable accomplishments that would come up in a background search, just like most Americans. That's not a slight on anyone here, it's just a fact that you'd be lucky to find anything more than a social media account on most people. So that leaves us with listening to what he says about himself on programs like Cosmic Disclosure. People claim everything from he's legit to he's a disinformation agent, to he was legit and they messed with his mind, to he's a certifiable wacko. That's the technical term, I'm sure. So what does he say for himself? Well, he says that he was identified at a young age as an intuitive empath or psychic, and that he was trained until he was 12 or 13 when he was brought into the IE support group for the Earth delegation of the Galactic Federation. Anyone else starting to see a problem with this story so far? If this is the foundation that he's building everything on, then I've got to say that everything that comes after has to be taken with a grain of salt. He goes on to claim that there was a huge group of about 40 human-like aliens that were running genetic manipulation programs that have been going on for at least the last 250,000 years of human history. He also claims that the secret space program is run from a base on the dark side of the moon. That base is known as Lunar Operation Command. From there, he details being taken from an Air Force base into what is known as a DUMB. That's a Deep Underground Military Base, or DUMB. While DUMB may be a good acronym for what we just heard before, we're actually going to take a little side tangent here before getting to more with Corey Good. DUMBs are actually conspiracy fact. There are over 10,000 known underground military bases in the world, and while I can't find a count on how many are known in the U.S., I can tell you a little bit about Cheyenne Mountain. If that name sounds familiar to you, you may be a Stargate fan, as that's the home base of Stargate operations on the show. The actual location was built between 1961 and 1966, and is the current home of NORAD, otherwise known as the North American Aerospace Defense Command, among other secretive programs. And while these bases are known of, there's not much known about them. This is one of those seed of truth moments, in my opinion, once you start to realize the scale of things that the government has and is keeping from us for such a long time at this point, it starts to get easier to think that they're hiding more and that, well, honestly, they most certainly are hiding more. The conspiracy theory suggests locations for some of these bases, as well as positing that they're all connected by underground tunnels. It goes even farther by claiming that this is where Area 51, S4, and the really secret stuff is actually taking place. Unfortunately, that last part also has a little bit of a ring of truth to it. You can see people questioning and wanting to dig deeper. So, speaking of Stargate, let's get back to Corey Good a little, and his claims of being transported through some Stargate-like device from one of those DUMBs onto a Lunar Operation Command base on the moon, where he was then placed onto a Stingray-shaped craft and then transported further out into our solar system. For the next two decades, he was transferred through various programs that needed his psychic expertise trying to detect deception. He describes five factions vying for control, starting with the original Solar Warden group, which was from the SDI missile defense days in the 70s and 80s. And then there's the corporations, all under the Interplanetary Corporate Conglomerate, and the super corporate board that controls all of their space programs. The third faction is the Dark Fleet, and they are a super secret group that works mainly outside of the solar system. The fourth faction is a group that he groups all of the military black ops groups into from around the world. And then the fifth he calls the Global Galactic League of Nations, which is kind of like a dummy group that they can offer up to lesser nations to appease them into keeping their secrets. Yeah, anyone else starting to reach for the Fruit Loops? Well, he also claims that there is an Earth Alliance that is trying to create a new financial system that can take out the Cabal and other things in their agenda. Those are, the Cabal and other things are literal quotes from what he was saying. I don't really have any idea exactly what he's trying to allude to there. So he's just trying to let your imagination run wild. The Space Alliance, on the other hand, instead of the Earth Alliance, is made up of the Solar Warden faction and defectors from other groups. And they have a completely separate, unspecified agenda as well. So, where's my popcorn? I'd watch the pilot episode, at least. Anyway, he describes various technologies and alien species, such as the Blue Avians, a colorful, human-bird-like species. If you listen to the descriptions, take a look at the picture, does this end up reminding anyone else of the Egyptian god Horus? The Blue Avians and some of these other alien species have apparently been watching us for a very long time, waiting to help us as we transition into a new dimension. There are supposedly 6th through 9th density beings. Think of it as dimensional, if you don't want to think of density, as it's just a different vibration, and that these beings are all helping us on this transition to a higher vibrational density. I want to take a side tangent here and get a little metaphysical. I believe that there are ancient wisdoms that we have lost over time. I have seen evidence for and may do a series on the theories that propose several great cataclysms that may have wiped us back to the Stone Age each time. Myths tend to have a grain of truth, and it would be awe-inspiring to think that there were other civilizations before the ancient Chinese or Egyptians. Maybe that's who helped us at Göbekli Tepe to teach us about agriculture 12,500 years ago, after a worldwide flood that the evidence is mounting was caused by an asteroid impact event. I think there's so much we don't know. This actually touches on the original map's beginning as well, Atlantis. Was that one of the names of those previous civilizations on our planet? Maybe Lemuria as well? Well, Good goes on to describe these Blue Avians having tried to spread their message before, but that it's always taken over and abused by religions. The basic teaching is that all is one, the same basic teaching of many legitimate religions and philosophies. He does describe other beings like the Golden Triangle, who doesn't like names, but they call him that because its face is an upside-down golden triangle opposed over a sphere? Anyway, then there's the reptilians and others, but it's AI that he says is the biggest threat. The AI that he describes is a Borg-like hive mind that's trying to take us over, possibly inspiring us to create the very technology that will bring it into existence in what appears to us as the future. Could humans' long quest for immortality be what creates this so-called hive mind that is coming for us? We are fast developing technologies, such as Elon Musk's Neuralink, that will eventually make speech a thing of the past. And with that, as we are able to read each other's thoughts, there goes the end of secrets. How will that change humanity? You can't hide your fears and your insecurities, but you'll also be able to feel the actual love and intention that others have as well. Would that not change everything, including love and war? Well, the map seems to take us from there to the right down a tangent path, showing that we need to avoid the AI takeover in order to escape samsara, or the cycle of birth and death known to most of us as reincarnation. It's said that it's actually through this death and transformation that we learn the mystery of creation, a secret we are destined to forget each time, and as we reach enlightenment and return to the source, we can then choose to forget and take another path, another incarnation. This fits in with a lot of Eastern religions and my own personal opinions, since all of time and space originated in that entangled pinhead of energy, and we know that it is expanding faster and faster, and that it can technically expand to infinite proportions mathematically. Some theorize that it will eventually contract back in on itself into that pinhead and start the process all over again. But since all of time and space is taking place right now, could the secret that we keep forgetting be that life actually created life? That since the beginning is the end, consciousness could have created itself, giving itself the ability to individuate personalities and therefore providing the illusion of separateness and duality? You could incarnate anywhere at any point in space, at any time along the infinite timelines, to experience anything you felt you needed to before returning to a higher vibration, remembering who you really are, and then plugging into the Taurus field for another adventure in our physical dimension. or any other multiverse reality or other dimension, or maybe even as a higher dimensional being that's trying to help us poor saps down here on Earth, or maybe other Earth-like planets. As for the rest of that artificial intelligence corner of the map, let's rank them from plausible to possible to plain tinfoil hat territory. And while I'm going to start with the one conspiracy we touched on that we know is true, deep underground military bases do exist, and the government doesn't want us to know what's going on in them. This is the only thing we've talked about that doesn't run into a lot of problems later on, and it's not even really mentioned specifically in this part of the map, if at all. But it does touch on a lot of what is said. So, the next one, I would say, starts off a bit more far-fetched, claiming that AI originated in another reality, or on another multiverse timeline, but then the theory transitions that we're already living in a simulated reality. As there is some serious discussion behind that, why couldn't the AI part of the equation be true as well in some fashion? Matrix, realities, simulations, are we plugged in? Is this base reality? All of these are questions that deserve a whole lot more serious thought and discussion than what I'm going to be able to do solo here, and I would love to have some guests on here at some point. I am actually working on a couple right now to be able to discuss some more serious out there ideas like this. I have a fair amount of research behind me, but I wouldn't call myself an expert or be able to tell you the scientific terms or theories behind all of it. So if there's a listener out there who does have those expertise and would like to contact me, please feel free to, because I'd like to have you here on the show, and let's get really deep and weird. So let's move on from there, and the next one down the list would get religious with it, and it claims that the AI is the original Lightbringer, Lucifer, and that the AI is trying to remake the universe in its Luciferian image, as opposed to the intended creation, as Lucifer, in this form at least, still believes itself to be separate from the source. As we know, at least from what I've been saying here, is even if it was an evil AI trying to take over and remake the universe, well, if we're all part of the source and we're all connected and one, then you couldn't remake it, and eventually it all goes back into the one, and it's all part of the source, and it all restarts. So I'm not sure why there is this fear around this being. So, again, biblical Lucifer, separate from the source, getting a little bit crazier and crazier. So let's get on to the Great Solar Flash. They say that a great solar flash is coming, and that it's going to eliminate the nanite AI, which I'll mention here in a minute, from our solar system for the next 1,000 years. All right, well, solar flashes. We do know those exist. Big ones have caused big problems. There's the one in the 1800s I can't think of right off the top of my head the exact date, but if it were to happen today, it would basically wipe out all of electronics. It caught telegraph wires on fire across the world. It was a big deal. We don't really think of it, but guess what? We also don't think of pandemics that happened 100 years ago as going to be affecting us. What are we living through now? So the solar flash idea has some scientific merit, at least. The eliminating nanite AI. Technically, an EMP would eliminate nanite AI if it were in our solar system. So I guess let's just leave it at that. The next to last one is the claim that there are reptilians, a breed of alien, that are mostly subservient to that AI, and that they're infested with a nanite-level artificial intelligence that I just mentioned, and that these nanites can piggyback on all of their auric fields, but somehow not ours, and that this AI is somehow the true and most pervasive threat in our universe. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't see any reptilians or an AI. And while I do think there's a lot of interesting stuff out there, we can mess with our consciousness if you want. It's just, this is the part of stuff where people got to start saying, okay, step back. Let's look at things a little bit more realistically. But for the last claim I want to get to that I rank as the lowest or the most tinfoily on this list would be the claim that Corey Good and David Wilcock are telling the complete truth in any way, shape, or form. So since we know they're not, how can you separate any grains of truth from the enormous amounts of exaggerated or plain made-up fictions? If you can't tell by the scanned image that I highlighted and marked up, I was planning on including the Great Solar Flash in this episode, but it just got to be a bit too much to put together for this week. Don't worry, though. I'll get to it here soon, and I hope that this episode helps separate some of the first interesting thought experiments from the more harmful delusions that can start to take hold if you take every bit of things like this as truth. That said, who knows? Maybe in some dimension there are nanite-infested reptilians trying to take over the universe. It has been thought up, after all. And what's the difference between thought energy and physical reality? Maybe not as much as we think, since it's all vibrational arrangements of molecules, and aren't molecules all just energy after all as well? More awaits you soon here on Awakened Exchanges, and I hope to see you back here next week. Thank you again for listening to me ramble through one of the most intriguing and confusing pieces of popular art in the last decade. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did, and I hope that you're looking forward to the next segment as much as I am. I want to give a special thanks to all of our listeners. You are the reason I'm doing this. Please tell your friends about us, follow us on Spotify, subscribe on YouTube, or wherever else you're listening, and please leave a comment or 5-star review if you can. It really does help with visibility. You can also support us on Patreon or connect with us on the social media of your choice. We are at Awakened Exchanges on Facebook and Instagram, and at Awaken Exchanges on Twitter. Thanks again, and have a blessed day.